NPR's business news starts with a family feud over a billion-dollar empire. The family in question is one of the most powerful in the entertainment business. The Wall Street Journal is reporting a falling out between the chairman of Viacom, Sumner Redstone, and his daughter, the company's vice chair. NPR's Kim Masters takes a look.
The Journal reported that 84-year-old Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone has split with his daughter Sherry, and that she is expected to leave the board. Sherry Redstone has denied that, but reports of the split stoked perennial speculation about the future of a media empire that includes CBS, as well as Paramount Pictures, Nickelodeon, and MTV. The quarrel apparently arises because Sherry Redstone, unlike her father, believes in the growth potential of a family-owned theater chain called National Amusements. In January, former Disney chairman Michael Eisner interviewed Sumner Redstone on CNBC and elicited this response when he asked about that clash.
You want to give away what you have to your family? Be my guest.
I'm fine. That's the way you're supposed to do that, one generation.
No, you're not. What? I'm still very active. I work very hard. I travel the world for Viacom. I'm not about to give up control.
Sherry is vice chairman of Viacom, but its businesses do not report to her. Entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel doesn't expect the feud to have an immediate impact, but said if it isn't resolved soon, investors could start to speculate about a sale or breakup of the Viacom assets.
The stocks of CBS and Viacom could actually rise with the tensions and the frictions.
Given Sumner Redstone's tenacity, most observers expect him to hold the reins for some time to come. Kim Masters, NPR News.